The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is the Chaunce Man here, and boy, get ready for another hot weekend. It's going to be a tough one. Woo, baby. I feel we should be singing, I'm having a heat wave, a Chicago heat wave. I don't know what the heck. I know, don't quit my day job. But no, it's going to be a warm day today and tomorrow and maybe next week. But, you know, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the outdoors. You just have to be smart about it. That means you have to open up the box that says common sense and put the hat on and realize that you have to drink a lot of water. Not so much soda, but, you know, you're looking at, Gatorade, Propel, lots of water. Soda is going to dry you out. Alcoholic beverages are going to dry out. So, you know, when it gets hot like this, it's going to be tough. And boy, if you're on a Lake Michigan charter, make sure you got a hat on and lots of sunblock, because the salmon won't be as red as you will be. Okay, so but let's talk about today's show. Okay, first things first, we're gonna have Captain Tony. He's sitting on a dock, if not on his boat already, at Winthrop Harbor. We had a great time with them, and we're gonna talk to him about that later when he comes on. Then Cole Thompson. If I know this is August 9th, I think it is. Yeah, August 9th. And right around the corner is deer season. That's deer season. And it's going to be starting out. So you want to be prepared. Well, I can't think of any better way of getting prepared right now than on August 22nd. Take a little ride down to Normal Bloomington and the big convention center that's down there. Cole Thompson, the director of the Illinois, ready for this, Deer and Beer Fest. Okay, now that I got your attention. Deer and Beer Fest. Can't you? It doesn't get much better than that, folks. Okay. He's going to be coming on. I'm sure after you listen to him, you are going to want to take that short run down to Normal Bloomington. It's, you know, like an hour and 45 minutes from Chicago. So it's really well situated wherever you live in the state of Illinois or maybe outside of Illinois. And we're going to talk with him, and then I'm going to have a little bit of a conversation about Conservation World, because right now the Illinois State Fair is going started a couple days ago, and it's going through August 17th. This is, while the State Fair is great and exhibits and food vendors and concerts and races and, you know, animals and more food and everything else, it gets pretty hot. But at Conservation World, it's the only 30 acres. That's right, 30 acres of what else? Grass, rolling hills, trees, some food vendors. Every department of the DNR, we're going to be talking a lot more detail on that later on in the show. So, I mean, you have to go to the Illinois State Fair. You will have fun. Your kids will have fun. You know, you single guys and girls, your dates will have fun. All right, you just go down to the Illinois State Fair if you love the great outdoors, and then wander around and see the animals and everything else that's at the state fair. Can't go wrong with that. And then last but not least, we will have on my grandson, Aiden, and his fishing report from Western Michigan, and we'll just have to see where that takes us. Because I never know where he's going to be telling me he's fishing or not fishing or trying to fish or whatever. But Aiden is really something else to do. But once again, you know, I mentioned to you, it's going to be a very, very, very warm. Please be careful out there. Watch yourself. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. That's the important thing. Well, I'm getting a little flash from Jake that says, hey, Captain Tony's waiting on a line. Let's get to him. So let's hear from our buddy, Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, he's sitting on the dock of the bay, my main man, the guy who's the German short hair in his blood for finding big kings and steelhead and coho, Captain Tony, waiting for us, aren't you?
Yeah, we're waiting on you, Jaws. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, my friend. Hey, first of all, a great time this week out there with you. We went out midweek with Captain Tony, with Mark Kubal, and we spanked those salmon. We spanked those salmon. I really, so many times people talk about, you know, they're having to run out to, you know, an hour boat ride, especially if you're south in the Chicago area or Indiana, an hour plus to before you start fishing. Tony had these guys. I mean, we were out there and, you know, 4 or 5 miles out and boom, set up. And we got a nice 13, 14 pound king right off the bat, you know?
Yeah, right off the bat. That was really nice. You know, I changed my tactics up a little bit because I've been fishing deep water and I decided to, you know, come inside a little bit, which like in the 150s, you know, but, you know, people consider that deep water too, which it is, but you know, I was messing around one of the reefs out there and, we found some fish. That's what counts.
That's exactly it. Hey, I mean, we're just starting the month of August and, you know, that's, I mean, we're not in the doldrums of September, October yet.
It almost feels that way some days, you know?
Yes, it did. But I mean, it was interesting because now it's what been over a month since you and I were out, but you know, you're definitely onto the spoon scene there. Right now you're using a bunch of different spoons and from Dipsy to downriggers to those long lines.
You like that 400 copper?
I'm glad he was cranking it, not me.
Yeah, we got covered different levels of water. You know, those long lines are, you know, tough to reel in. You're dragging a big planer in or the TX-44. That's a real big board. And, you know, once you get it off, it's a little easier. But still, you know, the TX-44 is pulling a 400 copper. So that's 400 feet behind that board.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy reeling in these long lines, but, you know, they produce fish.
Oh, and, yeah.
And like you said, I am running a spoon program. I do run a couple Dodgers here and there on my Dipsies. Sometimes I'll run spoons on them, but right now I'm flipping them back and forth. My Dipsies really haven't been productive. It's the long lines and also my downriggers have been paying off for me, you know. So, but yeah, you know, I've been switching spoons, going back some old spoons, some real new spoons. And, you know, I got favorites I run that I kind of, I don't know, updated with a marker and added stuff to them. I don't know if it's the right place, right time, but it was taking fish today. So that's a good Happy Meal spoon. Don't tell no one it's a Happy Meal.
Okay. Now here's the thing that, and once again, you know, teaching an old dog new tricks, but the spinner gloss, you know?
Yeah. Spinner glow. Right.
Yeah. You put that one out there and I'm like, all right, Tony's looking for a Laker. We never saw a Laker. And you said, oh no, those things will, because the fish are relating to the colder water further down, right?
Right, closer to the bottom. You know, people think spinning glows are strictly for lake trout. You know what? You got the mull we use with the white tail. What was it running? I was running a chrome bullet with a barrage tail on, we call it the gremlin. Yeah, you know, I put them down there because the other day he started taking kings down in that deep water. You know, a lot of times you see them deep marks, you're thinking, ah, Lakers, you know, but You know, those are kings sitting in that cold water down there. So that's why we're targeting them. And, you know, that big blade swinging back there, attracting fish, you know, especially lake trout. But you know what? The first fish came, that's where that king came on.
Yeah.
You know, they fell down. I think I had him down. Where'd I have him? I don't even remember. I think he was like 140 or 130 down.
Yep.
You know, in the water where the break was. And sure enough, you know, that was the first fish.
Yeah. Like I says, you took me to school this week, you know, this past week, Tony. And, you know, I know you're, you know, sitting on a dock this morning and, you know, we're not sure what the weather is going to be for this couple of days here, but you're going to keep an eye on it. And whatever it is, I know Tony's always going to be safe on Lake Michigan.
Yeah, we're watching it right now. It's like it's a little bumpy out there, you know. It changes daily, hourly, you know, so. Like, you know, you just got to watch it. You got to be safe out there. You know, you get out there and beautiful and she could turn ugly on you.
Oh,
you
know, exactly.
Another day to fish, you know, if you can't reschedule, you know, we always can get you out there somehow someday, you know, but no safety, you know, it's like sometimes it's just too rough. I'm not going out in five, sixes or eights anymore. So, I wouldn't do that anyway. It's like, you know, there's always another day. I see little boats out there in that real rough stuff, and I'm like, could be another day to fish, you know?
Yeah, they're just a statistic waiting to happen, you know?
Right, you know? Okay. It's like, yeah, she gets pretty ugly pretty fast, but, you know, watch that weather, watch the fronts, watch the wind direction, look at your inshore, offshore. Mm-hmm. I use that SailFlow app. It's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I do look at NOAA. Being a fisherman out there, you have to be a weatherman too.
Oh yeah.
Because what they say in Chicago is not what's happening on the lakefront all the way up north in Winthrop Harbor.
Oh, you know? Exactly. So,
you know, you just definitely got to watch that weather.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, to set up some trip in August here, what's the best way to do it, Tone?
Now it's call me on my cell number at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, just leave me a message or text me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Exactly. And what are we yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
Fish on. That's right. Fish on. Fish on. Get the rod. Fish on. Fish on. That's exactly it. Tony, thanks for coming on this morning.
All right, guys. Be safe out there and good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsmen, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Waterworks Marine, the largest London Low dealer in the upper Midwest, has those 2026 London Low boats you have been waiting for being delivered every day, all powered by a Mercury outboard. But if you want to enjoy a day on the water, fishing, boating, or just having fun on the water and want to really save some money, Waterworks has a few 2025 London Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at bargain prices, so don't wait. Call them up now. Waterworks Marine has the largest selection anywhere of London Low boats at a price you want and powered by a Mercury outboard. But you still have time to enjoy a fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in and see them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But remember, ask for that Chauncey special price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where Scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast. Except this time I hooked up.
Monster Bass! Monster Bass!
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm pretty fired up because I'm going to this one. I have got on the phone with me Cole Thompson, who is the gentleman who put it all together. This, you know, you can't have the title for an outdoor event better than Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, my friend. You can't get a better name.
I worked on that long and hard. You know?
Oh, did you? Did you work on it hard?
I settled on two very simple things. You know? It was two things that, you know, you can't give people one reason to come to a show. You got to give them two.
Yeah, so. Well, that, and when we're talking deer hunters, we know what they like.
Yeah. Sit back and put down a cold one at the end of the night.
That's right. Now, you know, first of all, every once again, we're talking with Cole Thompson, everyone. This is a really first time out the door. It's in Normal Bloomington, or Bloomington Normal, however you want to put it, everybody. August 22nd and to the 24th at the Interstate Center. And this has a little bit of everything for the outdoorsman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's full of vendors. So we'll have around 250 booths of hunting and fishing vendors. There'll be some fishing vendors as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of different things. So we have the vendors, and they come, they have all kinds of great deals, all kinds of great services and products. Some big names, you know, we focus on getting some like real quality vendors there. So like,
sure.
PSD, you know, Expedition Archery, Element Outdoors, Grizzly Coolers, Big Tine Seed, Antler King Seed, let's see here, Ape Canyon Saddle, mm-hmm. Tree Saddle Company, Cooley Arrows, Gearhead Archery. There's lots of different manufacturers that come to the show and support it. 10 Point Crossbows, Raven Crossbows will both be there.
10 Point's going to be there?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. 10 Point sales reps will be there with 10 Point products.
Oh, well, I've been thinking, yep, about one of them. Yep. One of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, and every booth is, you know, it's focused on sales, deals, going into the hunting season. So there's lots of good products, lots of good people, mm-hmm, to me. You know, we also do the big buck contest, and oh my gosh, I just got a message from a guy who, I don't know how big this deer is, but he sent me a picture of it, and it's definitely well over 200 inches, and it was in velvet, of all things.
Really?
He killed it in Illinois last season. And he told me he's going to be down at the Buckmasters, showing it off at Buckmasters the weekend before my show, but he wants to bring it through. That's going to be a beautiful monster deer to look at.
Oh, my God.
Beyond that, there'll be, you know, a lot of other deer getting scored and entered in the contest, as well as I bring in a world record whitetail display. So we'll have, like, the biggest deer that have ever been taken all over the country to look at, as well as a western display. So there'll be, like, a grizzly bear, wolf, caribou, elk, moose, just all kinds of good North American big game animals.
Cole, yeah. I'm not sure if, you know, come on, we're deer hunters. If we see some massive rack out in the woods that just appeared out of nowhere, usually we have grippers out there. We're going, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, that adrenaline factor is real. It better be real.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We wouldn't be doing it. I mean, to see some of those deer that are that big is just, and, you know, we grow some big deer in Illinois. I can tell you that.
Yeah. A lot of them are going to be at that show to look at. You'll be able to see deer from kill all over the state that were going to be record holders, most likely.
Yeah. But on top of all the vendors and everything like that, one of the things you're also doing is you realize and you are putting it right up front there. You want kids to get to this show so they can get that little spark of wanting to hunt and be in the outdoors, whether it's archery or rifle or shotgun. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I had on a gentleman from the state of Michigan, and in the last 10 years, they've lost 225,000 deer hunters. And we're going to make sure in Illinois that our deer hunters, those numbers increase, especially by you at this show, giving them so many different activities from archery for kids, right? What else you got going on for kids?
Yeah, so for the kids, first off, kids 12 and under in the show are free to get in, and they are, and all activities offered are free, no cost. So we have one instructor, Ken Block. He comes every year and he sets up an archery instruction booth. So he's going to be there showing kids how to shoot bows. We have a non-for-profit group come in, and they bring in a BB gun range. So it's a Daisy inflatable Daisy BB gun range. So they can learn how to shoot BB guns and stuff at inflatable targets. Then we got a hoverball archery, which is like an inflatable that has, you know, just floating ping pong balls that kids can shoot out of the air that are just moving up and down in action. And they're also bringing a now typically we have archery tag, which is foam arrows, kind of like paintball masks and kind of 20-pound bows, and kids can go to war and shoot each other with these bows. But this year we're changing it up, and we did a they're like flying saucers. So there's a machine. It's kind of like trap shooting with guns, but it's with bows and arrows. So it shoots out these flying foam saucers that you shoot out of the air with the bows. That's going to be a blast because we have fun with that one.
That sounds like you're going to have to keep the adults away from that one.
No, for sure. Yeah. Actually, we're already talking about running an after hours tournament on it. So we'll see.
Oh my God. Cause I could just see all the adults saying, hey, you know, let's go, you know, let's have a cold soda pop, wink, wink. And, let's go over to there, you know,
Fun. Yeah.
You know, and you've got, do you have a thing, seminars? I mean, I know you got David Holder coming, putting the buck where you want him. You have a guy who's coming who is a hunt chef. Oh, this talk about making your taste buds salivate, my friend.
Yeah, there's several booths that sell seasoning and focus on seasoning for, you know, not only wild game, but beef and all kinds of just meat seasoning. So there's lots of good flavors running around the show if you want to try some. A lot of samples going around. So there's definitely some things of that nature.
One of the things, I want to say this might be too much fun, Cole. The Bone Collector Bash.
That's my goal. Yeah, the Bone Collector Bash. The Brotherhood Bash with Michael Waddell. Yeah.
Oh, my God. When I read this, I went, this is going to be too much fun. I'm going to have to get a room.
Yeah. Maybe for two nights. Friday night and Saturday.
I might have to get to it. I mean, this, on the 22nd, you've got this at 8 p.m. You've got live music with Cody Christian and Dustin Huff, hosted by, of course, Michael Waddell. But the thing is, an event like this, you can approach someone like Michael Waddell and say, hey, hi, can I get a photo? Can I talk to you about a couple of things? And he's going to sit and talk to you, isn't he?
He's going to be at Deer and Beer Fest all weekend, all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in his booth. There's a bone collector booth in the show. He'll be selling products, shaking hands, talking with you. He was there last year. He's just such a great guy. He's gonna give you some conversation if you want some conversation with Michael Waddell. And at the Bone Collector Bash, the Brotherhood Bash, he's gonna be hosting it, but he's also gonna be in the crowd having beers, kicking it. So it's gonna be a good time. It always is.
Now, okay. You've got all these activities. You've got this going on for the kids, this going on for adults, 200 booths going on here, you know, fishing, hunting, archery, you know, all kinds of stuff for deer hunting. And then you've got like $100,000 worth of door prizes and other stuff.
Yep. So we have major sponsors. PSC is a major sponsor and supporter of the show. PSC Archery. They give us about 25 bows to give away as door prizes every year. We're giving away an African hunt from JJ African Safaris. They're giving away. We're giving away two hunts. You can go to our website. You can enter for a chance to win an African hunt just by going to my website and subscribing your email to our website. And then you can win one just as a door prize. You just come in, drop your door prize ticket. What's cool about our door prizes is we allow a lot of targeted, like if you want to come in and try and win a bow, you can put all your door prize ticket into a bow. You can put it into the African hunt. You can put it into whatever you want. And there's a lot of ways that we offer for you to get more door prize tickets at no cost through the show. So you can really hone in on it. We have the deer and beer games. You go and compete in the deer and beer games. You can earn, I think, up to 25 extra door prize tickets just by competing in those fun games. And you can drop all those into an African hunt, maybe walk away with a 7-day hunt with Majeje African Safaris. Beyond that, there's also GSM. They're a big company. They own a lot of different brands. They sponsor our show. They give us all kinds of stuff. Faradine, they have the same thing. They own Rage Broadheads, Muzzy, Carbon Express Arrows, and several other brands. They give us all kinds of stuff to give away. We're making sure people are walking out of there with just armloads
of stuff.
and memories and a fun experience and ready to come back next year.
Yeah, and one other thing to just throw a cherry on the top of it, and there's probably we could put another 5 cherries on top of this Sunday, but you have a program going on where you're having a 3D archery tournament, 100% payout.
Yes. So we're hosting an archery contest, 100% payout, and I guarantee money. Like if no one shows up, let's just say 10 guys show up and they're all paying $25 to get in. Well, that's only accumulates $250. Well, no matter what, I'm guaranteeing $500 to the first place winner in each class. So we have an hunter class, an open class, and a ladies class. I can't guarantee the ladies class because we only had about 2 show up, 3 or 4 show up last year on the ladies, but it's still 100% payout. But on the men's side, it's 500 to first, 250 to second, 100 to 100 to third. And more than likely we're going to have a decent amount of shooters this year. And that prize pool might make it to 700-800, maybe $1,000. I mean, it depends on the class, but it's, that's a fun time. We got a podium, we got belt buckles, we got all kinds of prizes for them beyond the cash, but it's the bragging rights. It's the deer and beer archery tournament bragging rights. That's really what it's about. Let's be serious.
And those bragging rights are really important.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned PSC. Did I remember that they're going to be giving away like 20 bows in the door prizes?
Yeah. They sponsored over 20 bows. It was 25 bows they sponsored.
Oh my God.
So we'll be giving away, I think we give away 2 every 2 hours in the show. That's what we have scheduled to give away.
Right. Now, you can buy a ticket at the door, and or if you want to go online and use a credit card, there's a little service fee and stuff like that. And you could do all of this at Deer and Beer Fest. Deer and Beer Fest, oneword.com. Right?
That's right.
And if somebody, I mean, I can't even, I'm so excited to go to this. You have no idea. I'm just so fired up. Because I guess I'm getting into my brain's already going deer hunting, my brain, you know. And so this is going to be so much fun. And, you know, like I said, many sponsors, Hunter's Haven out of Champaign, Great Archery Shop. I know Leaf Filter is going to be on there. You've got all kinds of clothing and archery, the safaris that are part of this. There's so many different sponsors that are making this great event. People just need to, and I don't care where you live. It's you're only an hour and 20 minutes or so from Chicago. So think of it that way. I mean, it's easy to get to throughout the state of Illinois. You come down 39, 55, whatever. But you got to come to this because you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. It's right off the interstate. Super easy to get to facility.
Mm-hmm.
Right in central Illinois.
Cool. Cole, I want to thank you for coming on the program this morning and talking to us about the event. And let's just make sure we get as many current deer hunters. And you know what? Even some of the maybe more mature deer hunters that haven't gone out in a couple of years, we may have to put a little fire under them back to get them back out in the woods. But what you're doing with the kids, I have to commend you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. And once again, what are the dates of the show?
August 22nd through the 24th.
At the Interstate Center in Bloomington Normal. Right in the middle of Illinois. It's easy to get to. All right, my friend, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest London Low dealer in the upper Midwest, has those 2026 London Low boats you have been waiting for being delivered every day, all powered by a Mercury outboard. But if you want to enjoy a day on the water, fishing, boating, or just having fun on the water and want to really save some money, Waterworks has a few 2025 London Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at bargain prices, so don't wait. Call them up now. Waterworks Marine has the largest selection anywhere of London Low boats at a price you want and powered by a Mercury outboard. But you still have time to enjoy a fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in and see them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But remember, ask for that Chauncey special price.
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you're going to be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water
boy. Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator
and the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over
like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know, I want to talk about in this segment of the program something that's going on for the next 10 days. It started 2 days ago, and it goes through this weekend all the way through next Sunday. And it's called Conservation World. That's right, Conservation World at the Illinois State Fair. If you've never been to a state fair, you know, yes, there's a lot of animals and the different houses and races and concerts and everything else. But to me, the greatest place at the Illinois State Fair is Conservation World. It's the only 30 acres on the state fair grounds that has rolling hills, trees, and grass. But the thing is, they have so many really cool events that they have going on there that everybody can enjoy and be part of. This is the 100th years of Illinois DNR, so there's a big celebration going on. There's a lot of commemorative stuff and trinkets and posters and really cool things and giveaways that they're going to have there. There's going to be a CPO check station and a youth BB gun range for kids to try out their skills. You know, conservation officers have been around a long time, and you know, this is a way for kids to meet them and talk to them and just get that comfortableness. Then there's a forestry pavilion that they have in Conservation World with the DNR foresters, learn about the trees and forest management. And you could take, you know, pictures with Smokey the Bear. I got to get my photo with Smokey the Bear. I just have to get a photo with Smokey the Bear. You also have what's called a hydro zone. It's a take a break from the heat and explore popular water tables, learn about depths of Lake Michigan, explore displays from the Army Corps of Engineers. So it's fun and it's educational for people of all ages. And this is, it's one of my absolute favorite things to do besides hunting and fishing. Okay, I know. But it is just so much fun. Illinois State Parks, they're going to have a program there. The first 100 people, I think it's each day, you can purchase a park in reservation to go camping at a state park and get a second one free. That's a great deal if you ask me. So that's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to talk about, there's another area about the state parks and the Civilian Conservation Corps that built so many things in our, you know, state parks across Illinois and many other areas and forest preserve districts and more. How about a kid's fishing pond and clinics on teaching kids how to fish there, a youth archery range, a rock climbing wall. I may not do the rock climbing wall. That's a little bit out of my world. But you know, a rock climbing wall, an amphitheater with birds of raptors doing flybys over people's heads, and you know, you get close to them, have a photo. You can actually see close at hand these really cool things. Rustic toys they're going to have there to see, fly fishing demonstrations, Paul Bunyan lumberjack show. It's always fun to watch some guy or a girl run up a tree or do a little bit of log rolling and stuff like that. That's going to be cool to see. Sportsman tent and outdoor news magazine from the National Wild Turkey Federation, Friends of the NRMA, Quail Unlimited, the Illinois Conservation Foundation is also going to be there. I mean, this is, it's a fair within a fair within a fair, and I would have to say you don't want to miss any of this because there is so much. I mean, yes, the state fair is a lot of fun to go to, and I trust me, I always make the comment that I eat my way through the state fair. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't be doing that. Don't tell my doctor, but I eat my way through the state fair. And we're going to talk about what some of the places that they have at Conservation Worlds, but they're going to have dogs that help. How about, you know, a nonprofit organization with professional trainers, veterans that work with these aid dogs where they do things and they can pick up on when the person's about to have a seizure or something, or they need something picked up, the dog is there to help them. I mentioned the conservation passport, participating activities at a must visit spots throughout the fair, get your little passport stamped. And how about a butterfly house?
to see all these butterflies in this little bitty spot where you can go in there and they're kind of touching you and landing on you and taking off. And they're just so fragile. But it's a cool thing to learn about. I mean, this is, I love Conservation World. And I mentioned you got to eat your way through Conservation World. The ones that are in Conservation World by itself are Nuthatch Barbecue, A Candy Guy, Old Time Ice Cream, Snow Biz, Bud's Root Beer. Yeah, Bud and I became on a first name basis about 3 years ago. It's good. And then how about Kettle Corn, where they cook the corn right in front of you in this huge cast. You know, I don't even know how they move that cast kettle because it looks like it weighs several hundred pounds. And then they have pork rinds. Oh man, if you don't get your pork rinds and barbecue and root beer. The last thing in Conservation World, Chef Maurice has a Kopi stand. This is that what used to be called the Asian carp that's now called Kopi. I cooked 75 fillets at an event one time, and the people knew that this was carp, and it was a patty, like a, you know, a salmon patty. Not one person, and I said to them, please be honest with me, you know, not one person said they didn't like it. That's how good of a tasting fish this Kopi is. You have to remember, it's kind of like a, I don't want to use, you know, make it simple, but it's like a cow. They only eat algae and phytoplankton, like a cow eats, you know, like an Angus eats steer, eats grass and hay and stuff like that. That's what this is eating in the water. So they really, really taste good. And let's not pass up the rest of the state fair. All the different booths and conservation, not conservation, but the, you've got the little, you know, the goats, the dairy barn, where you can get some milkshakes. You've for you more adult enjoyers of the great outdoors and the state fair, there's usually the wine pavilion from the Illinois Wine Association. Yep, I have a chair with my name on it. there's a, you know, for kids, they have a whole carnival ride section there. There's tons and tons and tons of stuff. So, you know, I don't want you to just think about the state fair as being a place with the animals, which it is. A lot of it are there, and you can see the pride in the kids showing these animals. But you know what? It's a whole lot more, and every agency from the Illinois DNR will have a booth there and manned, and also every agency throughout the Illinois state government will have a booth and manned throughout the fair. So there is a ton of stuff to see, a ton of stuff to do. And I just don't want you to forget about it. I want you to come down to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. It runs through, it started 2 days ago, and it ends on the 17th of August. So there's a lot. You got a whole nother weekend to go besides tomorrow and a whole week to go down there. I'm going during the week, and I'm going to have some fun and enjoy my time at the Illinois State Fair. Okay, we come back. We're going to do some fishing reports and a whole lot more. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you're going to be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big.
Well, I got everybody dancing in their boats this morning before it gets too hot. Everybody, it's the Chaunce Man here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. All I can tell you, Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, Normal Bloomington, weekend of the 22nd. If you're a hunter, how could you not want to go? And 200 booths, they say, and all kinds of information, and so much stuff for kids. You really, 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 if you want to get that kid interested in deer hunting, you've got to start them, and girls love it just as much as the boys do. So if you got girls in the house, bring them along, because they're going to be the one person that'll say, "Dad, let's go hunting. Dad, let's go fishing." A lot of times before that boy's going to say it. Trust me, I've got two daughters who are now, mothers themselves, and they enjoy the great outdoors, both of them, and stuff like that. But I'm not kidding. There's just Deer and Beer Fest. How could you not? I just giggle every time I say that. So, but we'll be there. We're going to go there and have some fun. And remember to tell all your friends to tune in to either on the ESPN Chicago app or go to Chauncey's GreatOutdoors.com website. Click on the word podcast and you can hear the show all over again, as well as some other shows. So let's not pass it up and let's have some fun with it. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. All right. Don't forget, tell your friends, and also like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Very important. Very important. All right. We're going to do the Aiden Fishing Report. He's my grandson in Western Michigan who loves to fish, hunt, play hockey, go to school. Well, I'm not sure about that. he's a little like your grandpa. And just, he's an outdoor kid along with his sister, Mila. And they just love the outdoors, especially being on a boat in Lake Michigan or in White Lake. But let's see what he has to say for the rest of us, okay? Papa. And this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa. Sis, Dad, and I heard salmon fishing got a little tough from Grand Haven North, so we decided to go inland fishing and had fun. We fished White Lake off the back of the boat, and while no perch were around, we did catch, bluegill, big minnows, I don't know what they were, rock bass, and a 10-inch largemouth bass. We did see a northern pike swim by the pier, and all the fishing shut off for about 15 minutes. Then it started again. Well, Aiden, that's because all the little fish said he's looking for the buffet table, and I'm not on the buffet today. We then went to Big Blue Lake and borrowed a boat and went into Turtle Bay at the west end, and the water was really, really clear, but the fish were hitting those whack-em and stack-em baits just on the edges of the weeds. I lost a bass on my Cubby Mini Mite that you gave me, so I'm going to have to go through your tackle box again. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, and I, every time I open my tackle box and there's some, hey, there's a little light on this, you know, spot, I know where I can find those lures. But we took a bunch of good-sized bluegill, pumpkin seeds, and small perch on those whack-ems. It's called whack-em and stack-em. See you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden. P.S. School starts soon. I have to get as much fishing in as I can before school starts. Love you a bunch. That's my grandson, Aiden. And once again, he's brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Okay. Let's talk about a little, before we get into the fishing reports, I want to see if I can get this out there. This is, a lot of people are on the side of taking down these, what they're called low dams in rivers and, you know, creeks and stuff like that. And a lot of people are supportive of taking these dams out. And the reason they're taking the dams out, because A, they're not needed anymore. B, it really relieves a lot of pressure on flooding in the area. And C, and really C should be A, it just brings back the river, the stream, the creek, whatever it is, back into life again. I mean, it's really kind of cool. In Ground Mill, which is in Oak Brook, that's an old wheel-turning corn grist. It's a great place to go to and see. And you can even buy some, you know, freshly ground corn and use it to cook with. But they took out that low dam there. And I'll never forget, I drove by it, and 2 weeks later, I drove by it again, and it was gone. And I went, oh, my God. But this is the cool part about it is they've documented 8 native species that were never found above the Ground Mill. Really, this is the cool part. They had, and some of them you're going to say, what? 4, but okay. Hornyhead chub, emerald shiner, rosy face shiner, central stone roller, blackside darter, log perch, and what's eat them? Northern pike and smallmouth bass eat them, and they found those in better numbers above the dam where they were never before. So this is really, you know, us doing the right thing and working with the, you know, Forest Preserve District, and this was DuPage County Forest Preserve District that did this, by opening up and letting that stream flow. And it's going to be so good there, and they've planted thousands of trees along the lake, the shoreline. They call them plugs. They stabilizes it from erosion and things. And it's just going to be cool. I mean, they've done somewhere in the, I want to say 50,000 native wetland, rented teeth today, folks, plugs to the area where it was just junk plants growing. They weren't the native plants. Blue flag iris, swamp milkweed, marsh blazing star, and so many other flowers that support pollinators and just help out the whole ecosystem. They're talking about another 15,000 plugs and over 350 trees to go in there in the very near future. You can't beat that, everybody. That is such a cool thing. I really, really like that. All right. Madison, Wisconsin, real quick here. They're opening up they announced that bonus antlerless harvest authorizations for 2025. If you're looking to get an extra license for an antlerless, a doe tag, they're $12 each for residents, $20 each for non-residents, and $5 each for a youth tag, 11 and under. You can go online to get the tag, but you need to remember what management zone you're looking at and stuff like that. After the 18th, four zones in northern and central. August 19th, central farmland zones will go on sale. August 20th, Southern Farmland Zone, August 21st. All zones will be available. So please remember that, and let's have some fun with that. Let's jump to the fishing report. I know there was something about gray foxes I wanted to tell you, but well, if I can't get to it this week, I'll make sure I'm there next week with it. In Indiana, let me tell you, those on the shoreline of Lake Michigan, a little bit on the tough side, but a lot more steelhead are up in the creek, really, because the north winds pretty much destroyed the thermocline near the shoreline. I mean, the waves just ripped it apart and, you know, really slow down perch and salmon fishing. It's going to get better. I mean, they were going out to 120 feet of water. That's a long boat ride when you're going out of Chicago and Indiana. That's a long boat ride. So please, you know, that's going to get better real quick. So let's keep that in mind. Kankakee River, we're seeing fisheries biologists completed a survey of the Kankakee from the state line in LaSalle Fish and Wildlife Area to Stillwell, Indiana. Water temperatures ranged in the high 70s to low 80s at most of these sample sites. They found up smallmouth, largemouth, pike, channel catfish, bluegill, rock bass in those areas. Look for rocky shorelines. These areas that those smallmouth and largemouth been hanging in, and small spinner baits, small crankbaits, and Texas rig soft plastic were working very well. Skamania steelhead action in Indiana really was hot last week during the flip of cold water, but water is warm now, and most fish just said, hey, we're going up the creeks. Water's cooler there. Whoa, I still have a lot more fishing reports. Well, I guess I'm going to have to post them on the Facebook page. But as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majuat. He says, be strong when you are weak. Be brave when you are scared. Be humble when you are victorious. Think about that. Be strong when you are weak. Be brave when you are scared. Be humble when you are victorious. Thanks, Apensui. Hey, you know what? You got to please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, and anything like that. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Okay? We'll see you next week. We'll be back again from the Illinois State Fair with a whole lot more information for you. Take care, everybody. Remember, drink a lot of water today. It's going to be a baker. Take care. Bye-bye.